morning. I'm Paul, host of the New P&L podcast and founder of the New P&L Brand Purpose Institute, where we work with business leaders, employees, and entrepreneurs just like you, and we empower them to build brands with purpose on purpose. And just before we get into the podcast, another quick promo for our Mindset and Momentum one-hour micro workshops, each of which will focus on a very specific part of the characteristics needed for the future of business and leadership. Our first four workshops are Heroic to Transformational Leadership, Building a Brand with Purpose on Purpose, The Creative and Curious Leader, and Are You Powerless or Powerful? And if you'd like to learn a little bit more, just check out the links in the notes that accompany the podcast, or go to principlesandleadership.com and find them in the menu. In our episode of the New P&L this week, I'm going to discuss something I've been exploring in great depth in a personal capacity over many months, and something that I believe carries great relevance in a business context too. So just for context, for those listeners who are new to the New P&L or haven't heard some specific episodes at all, although I've resided in the UK for more than the last two decades, I'm originally from Aotearoa, New Zealand, and I left there in my late 20s to explore the world and never quite made it back, at least not yet. And on my mother's side of the family, we have Māori heritage. And I can trace this lineage, my heritage, or as it is called in Māori, my whakapapa, back many, many generations to my great-great-great-grandparents on that side of the family. And it's this that I've been doing a great deal of research into over the last few months, as I attempt, very belatedly, to bring myself closer spiritually, emotionally, and mentally to my Māori heritage, to understand more deeply the tribe of my ancestors, where I come from, where I belong, and how all of this on this side of the family has shaped me in subtle ways into the person I am today. And importantly, what I need to learn from it to help me shape my future. And the reason I need to research this at this point for me is at least in part because my maternal grandfather, through whom this whakapapa travels, passed away many years ago and took with him so much of the knowledge and the connection in this regard. That was for various reasons, and he never passed it on. There have been some incredible discoveries over the last few months of notable people in my family, or my whānau, as it's called in Māori, my whānau's past, places of importance to them and to the tribe, to the iwi, and the understanding of knowledge and the culture and the traditions and the protocols of this tribe, all of the foundations that have underpinned and supported it and my family for generations. And equally as importantly, understanding the role I should or need to play as one of the current generations to ensure I play my part in carrying all of these things forward as best as I can, to leave the tribe and the legacy in a better place than I found it. But in order to do all of this, to play my small role in adding to the future legacy positively, I need to have that thorough understanding of everything it is built around, everything it is rooted in. You have to understand and know what you are building on and use it as the basis for your progress first, before you can progress. And all of this got me thinking about the many synergies and lessons there are for this in business and for brands. And in my keynotes and my workshops on leadership and the concept of the New P&L, I talk a lot about building a powerful legacy, one that is transformational, collaborative, and visionary, versus just participating in building what I call someone else's one-dimensional legend, which I believe is transactional, individualistic, and short-termist. And as part of this, I consider the critically important role a deeper understanding of the heritage of your brand needs to play in the building of a powerful legacy for that brand. Because whether you are a leader or an entrepreneur or an employee, anyone in any business of any size, we all have a role to play, and I argue a very strong responsibility, both individually and collectively, to help create not just a future for the businesses we work for, but a real, tangible, and powerful legacy for those businesses. It's a responsibility to everyone to try and leave that business in a better place than we find it. But we cannot do that, at least not effectively as we should or could, if we do not understand the heart and the essence of what that brand actually stands for, what has come before, all it has achieved, the purpose that does, or at least may be used to define it, the cultures and traditions that sit at the heart of it. Because without knowing and understanding all of those, the question is, what are we building that future legacy on? I mean, what and where are the foundations for all of your efforts? And without the clarity and the consistency of what those foundations are, and a common understanding of what the vision for the business is based on these, how do you know that this legacy that you are building is on the same foundations as your colleagues? How do you know that you're all heading in the same direction? We have to have that commonality of purpose, of understanding, of vision, of connection, of collaboration within that business. And just at this point to say that cultures of whatever nature continue to evolve with every generation, with every leader, with every employee. I'm not suggesting for a moment that any business needs to remain static in tradition, but it is important to understand what those traditions are, what made it great, where its purpose lies, and how, as I've said a couple of times now, you can add positively to that tradition and play a positive role in evolving it over the course of your involvement with that brand. Let's take an example of understanding the role that purpose plays in building a powerful legacy within a business. What a clearly defined and coherent purpose offers is a robust business point for businesses and for leaders and employees, because it gives leaders and employees the confidence they need to think and act with courage when it comes to transforming the business and transforming themselves, because those courageous decisions they are making are rooted in their company's purpose. When they're about to make that decision, they can turn back to their company's purpose, look at the decision they're about to make, and decide whether it is in alignment with it. And purpose is also the anchor that offers a reference point for a transformational leader when resilience is needed, such as in a time of crisis. You can turn back to your purpose in that moment of crisis to anchor and steady the ship while you refocus, reassess, and rebuild, knowing that that rebuilding is going to be anchored in your purpose. So without purpose at the heart of your business, the leadership needed to guide the business of the future and to build that legacy is built on much more fragile foundations. So we can't, at least in my humble view, build a positive and powerful future for our business and indeed ourselves without understanding what has come before, what we can learn from the past and what we can take from the past to help craft our future. Understanding legacy, the good and the bad, enables us to learn from it, refine it, evolve the best bits of it, and help us to have the confidence to build a solid future on solid foundations. So my question to listeners is this: whether you are a leader or an employee or an entrepreneur or a small business owner, do you genuinely and deeply understand why your business exists, what it exists for, who it is trying to serve, what it is trying to deliver? And I mean under all of the PR and the marketing veneer, the genuine purpose for it, why it exists, what its point is, its purpose, and then asking yourself how you are serving this purpose, how you are adding to its legacy, playing a role in evolving the best bits of it in line with that vision. So I'd like you to think, if you're happy to do this, whether you can list three things you actively and consistently do within your business on a daily or a weekly or a monthly basis to drive that core purpose of your business, to support that core vision and create that powerful legacy. Just have a go. It's a fascinating exercise, if nothing else, to try and understand how the work you do every day aligns with the core purpose of that business and creates a powerful legacy. Let me know how you get on. Thank you once again for listening to the New P&L today. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please pop back next week for our next edition of the New P&L Deep Discussion. I look forward to joining you then. I'm Paul, host of the New P&L. Thank you once again for listening and have a good day.